rest and I gotta get to work, yeah. You think I'm far? I'll be back soon. Another day fell off the earth, landed on the moon. Oh, 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 oh. Fell off the earth, landed on the moon. Drop off the face of the earth. I've got my face in the dirt. I'm out of place in the hood, leaving you. Drop off the face of the earth. I got my face in the work. I'm out of space just for her. You think I'm far?
Put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Happy Halloween from WONY 90.9 FM Olea. Keep it locked.
I got it wrong.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 29th, the Office of Student Experience is hosting their XOXO Red Dragons event, where you could drop by and take a moment to write a letter home to your family, friends, or supporters. This event will be happening from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. in the Hunt Union Lobby. On Thursday, April 30th, the annual Juried Student Show will have its reception in the Martin Muller Gallery in Fine Arts. Check out over 90 pieces of work by over 70 students highlighting different themes and mediums from over the academic year. The reception will be from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., but the gallery will be open until May 2nd. Also on Thursday, the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center will be hosting a Paint and Sip with Pride event happening from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. in the Leather Stocking Room in Hunt Union. Spots are limited, so RSVP to the event to guarantee your spot. Also on Thursday, Mask and Hammer presents the first showing of A Day in Hollywood, A Night in Ukraine at 7:30 p.m., with subsequent showings on Friday and Saturday also at 7:30 p.m. at the Goodrich Theater in Fine Arts. Tickets are available online or at the ticket booth in Fine Arts. On Friday, May 1st, the Gender Equality and Rights Society will be hosting their Plant Your Pot event in the President's Garden from 1 to 2 p.m., where students can go and plant seeds to take home and let grow. Also on Friday, WONY will be hosting our executive board elections happening at 3 p.m. in IRC4. And on Saturday, May 2nd, the O-Fest Fair for 2026 begins at 1 p.m. in the Quad, with the O-Fest concert happening at 7 p.m. in the Dewar Arena. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Yo, rock and roll, DJ Nas from Mark II coming in hot. It is episode 115. Happy Monday, everybody. It's the last week of classes, which is super awesome. I'm looking forward to my vacation, and I'll be here to the end of the month of, are we in May? Yeah, we're in May. I never remember the days. I have a wonderful guest today, Christina Guype.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Do you have to work in the summer?
Yes, I do.
You have to work in the summer. Your staff.
Yep.
Staff works.
Yep.
staff gets stuck, but that's okay. The college runs off of the staff. In the music department, we have two staff members. We have Maura Rugley. I don't know, do you know Maura?
No, I don't.
She's awesome. She's the admin assistant. And then Gavin Vitale. But he's on like a 10-month contract because he just fixes broken stuff. So, but I'm sure the summer's cranking around here with tour, like all the incoming people and so forth. So we're going to get into you and everything that you do for the school and your life.
Awesome.
And everything you do in life.
Great.
From when you came out of the womb till now. When I asked her what kind of stuff, I got a list of some stuff, and it looked like some kind of Southern rock theme going on here. Yep. So I had a couple artists. So in case listeners don't know out there, most of them do, though. I only play vinyl, so I don't play anything digital on here. So I have to scrape through my collection and find out and see what I have and so forth. And I was lucky enough to have two of the artists that you mentioned. And then I chose two other songs to kind of get everything rolling and rocking here. So we're going to start off with some Skinner. This is Give Me Back My Bullets, which is like one of my favorite Skinner tunes. So we'll be back in a minute with all things Christina Guy. How does that sound to you?
Sounds great.
That sounds awesome to me, everybody. All right, everybody, give me back my bullets. I think that was the first Skinner riff I learned. I'm trying to think back when I was playing guitar. You'd think it would be like Sweet Home Alabama or something like that, but it wasn't. It was that song. because I had it on a mixed tape, which is totally ridiculous. Like, one of my sister's friends had it on a mixtape. So it was that and some songs by this band Cinderella. Do you remember them? There was this band Cinderella in the 80s that was like really like kind of hair metal stuff. But I just remember like that and Quiet Riot. It was like this weird heavy hair metal mix, but there was some Southern rock tunes on there. So I was like, oh, that song's really cool. Okay, so we're going to talk about, like I said, I like to have everybody on my show. And every morning I come in to SUNY Oneonta, and I come through Hunt Union, and there are three people that are basically there all of the time, right? One is Ange, who I've known for, I was in a band with Ange.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
know if you knew that. I was in a band called Lady Sabbath with Ange many moons ago. And her husband at the time, and me, and the drum teacher here, Rob Lapari. And we would rehearse in their basement on Chestnut Street.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was totally awesome. And then there's Big John.
Yep.
Who's always there as well. Shout out to Big John. I don't know if it's up playing up there, but there you are. I'm trying to get him on here. And then you.
Here I am.
And you're here too. So I was like, oh man, I got to get all these people on and find out what's going on with them and what they do. And I love having people on that I don't really know so that I can kind of understand. I don't know. I'm a very sociable person, so. So we're talking with Christina Guype, correct?
Correct.
I pronounced everything correctly.
You did.
So we're going to start with, we're going to do a couple things today. We're going to listen to some songs. There's a couple of small quizzes we're going to take as well that are SUNY-based. They're SUNY quizzes that I was looking through last night. But we're going to start with this. We want to know, Inquiring Minds want to know who you are. So we're going to talk about your life up until SUNY Oneonta.
Oh, boy.
Can we do that?
We can do that.
Okay, so we're going to start with birthplace, what you were doing up until, like, let's say high school. Let's start there. All things you up until there.
All things me up until high school.
That's
Let's
right.
see. I was born in Cooperstown, New York.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, no way.
Cooperstown, okay. New York. Often I have some family that is in St. Lawrence County.
Up north.
Potsdam.
Yeah, yeah.
Canton area.
I went to Potsdam.
Did you?
Yep.
My dad actually is still in that area.
Okay.
And then lived in South New Berlin, for all the way up until my senior year of high school.
Oh, okay, so you were born in Cooperstown.
Yep.
But then you lived in New Berlin, or you weren't living in Cooperstown.
Nope.
I guess that's the closest hospital.
I don't know. I guess so. There was
know.
Norwich, but.
Oh yeah, who's going in?
Who's going?
I ain't going to Norwich to have a baby. I mean, maybe. Hey, Norwich, I love you out there. I love you. I'm playing in Norwich at the end of the month, and we all know that I love the Norwich, but. Sometimes when you're going to have a baby, you probably want to go to Bassett, right?
Right, yes.
Both of my children were born at Bassett.
Yep. I have my two oldest boys were born in Bassett.
Okay.
My youngest, oddly enough, was born in Norwich.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, New Berlin.
Yep.
South New Berlin.
Yep.
Does it really? Okay, here's a good question, right? Does it warrant having New Berlin in South New Berlin? Are those areas big and different enough to have those two different names? What's going on with that?
I think so. South New Berlin is super tiny.
Okay.
Back in the day, there was this antique shop. His name was Toby. I don't know if he's around anymore, but he was awesome. He had the shop for a while, but really that was it, was the antique store, the gas station, and a little bar. That's no longer there.
Interesting. So when you come from Oneonta, right, and you're driving towards there, right, and the only reason I know it is because you go through there to get to Norwich,
yes.
right?
Okay. Yep.
So I really have never stopped in there because I know Golden Artist Paints is there.
Okay, yeah.
Which is a huge company.
Yep.
They're like one of the biggest paint companies in the world. Like, they're amazing. But I just know driving through it to get to Norwich.
You've never stopped there.
Well, I don't know why. I mean, nothing against it, but I, for some reason, I mean, I must have played some kind of gig there at some point in my life. Mm-hmm. But so tell me why. Okay, here's a good thing before we go on. Why should somebody stop in New Berlin?
That's a great question.
That's a great question. New Berlin, we also love you out there. And is it New Berlin? Is it New Berlin? It's Berlin. New Berlin.
New Berlin.
Yeah, it's not New Berlin, which is like, you know, over there in Germany or whatever. But, you know, yeah, so why, if I'm going to go through there, right, where's one place I should stop?
Frankie's Pizzeria.
There we go. Frankie. Yo, Frankie. Does Frankie own it?
He does, yes.
Okay.
they have great pizza.
Great. Frankie, next time I go through and I'm going through at the end of the month, I will go by early and stop at Frankie's.
Mm-hmm.
Just for you. So when you're driving through, do you hit South New Berlin first or do you hit New Berlin?
So there's actually two different ways that you can go.
Oh, my. I'm taking 20. So where do I go? So I go... whenever I go
you're
down
gonna
23
go,
mm-hmm. by the old Hard Rock Cafe, which is something else now. Or the Hard Rock, it used to be, whatever it is, that it used to be a club in West Oneonta on the right-hand side. It was a giant, log cabin. It was called the Country Rock.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So I go that way, and then I hit Morris, and I take a left, and then I take that quick right.
So there's, if you're in Morris, if you're going to New Berlin, you're going to go straight through.
Oh, is that okay?
That's the way you can go to New Berlin. If you're going to South New Berlin, you're going to take a left.
And then take a right?
And then take a right after the school.
Okay, so that's the way I normally go because I was going to Norwich. But that's the way I always go. I don't go straight.
Yes, so you would go through South New Berlin.
Okay, that's South New Berlin. Okay, good to know. These are things to know about, look at us.
Yep.
Geography over here. Very cool.
Yeah, there's actually really two cool antique stores in South New Berlin now.
Okay.
There's the Farmhouse Finds, and then I'm not sure what the other one is.
This is good to know because I collect things, so, you know, it's, like, good to be able to go and check out antique stores.
Once you get to know me, I'm an old soul, love antiques.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Is the house filled with them?
Yes.
Yes. Awesome. My house growing up was filled. My dad was, and my stepmom were avid antique collectors. Probably a more higher-end thing than I... should have been around a bunch of kids.
Mm-hmm.
They were always like, don't touch anything. Like, you know, and there's like five of us like running around. Like,
yep.
You know, like, oh, we should be touching things. Okay. So you go to high school at New Berlin?
Unadilla Valley.
Oh, you went to Unadilla Valley. UV.
Yep.
Unadilla, which is different than?
Unadilla. Yep.
The Unadilla. Okay. Unadilla Valley.
Yep.
How was that?
It was good. It wasn't bad.
Was it a small school?
Small.
Okay.
They were merged. So we used to have, when I was growing up, I went to South New Berlin school.
Okay.
And then New Berlin was separate. And then they ended up getting the school to merge and built a brand new school. So it's in the center, like in between South New Berlin and New Berlin.
Okay.
So then that's where they became one.
Okay. But these are things I did not know. So, very crazy. Okay. Unadilla Valley.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of that. I mean, I've heard of it. Once again, I travel a lot. So I student taught, and then my kids play sports, or my son does.
Yep.
And my daughter and him also did like musical things, you know, like all county and stuff like that. So they would always hold it at these schools and be like, I've never been to this school, you know, and then I go. And I'm like, oh, this is super cool, right? You know, this is a very, like, you know, farmy communities,
yep.
You know, upstate New York communities. And they're all kind of very interesting when you drive through it. There's always, like, two or three things that people are like, you got to go check this thing out. You know, it's like some giant statue of a rooster or something like that. You know, some random, like, we played in, Sunken Sight Gilboa. Recently at this place called Sunken Cider.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to Gilboa?
No.
Okay. It's very cool. They are known for, it's like 45 minutes away.
Okay.
You go to like Roxbury. It's like down near like that area, Grand Gorge, Roxbury. But they are known for having the world's oldest petrified tree stumps.
Really?
Correct. Correct. home of the stump, as I always say. So, like, whenever you go to these small towns, there's always something they're known for, you know, and most of the time it's some ridiculous thing that's awesome. But I always try to work it into, like, whatever the thing is.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's funny just to know about these things. Okay, cool. So I'm going to New Berlin next time. I'm going to go get some pizza from Frankie.
Frank's in New Berlin. Right. And then if you're going through to go to Norwich, South New Berlin, those two cool antique shops.
Okay, super, super cool.
The one shop actually used to be my old apartment growing up as a kid.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Okay, so you go there, you graduate, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How was high school? Did you like high school?
Yeah. It wasn't bad.
So did I. I loved high school. Some people are like, I hated high school.
No, I enjoyed it.
Okay. Were you sportsies?
Yeah. Soccer, volleyball.
Okay.
I tried basketball once. Too short?
Mm-hmm. Okay. what'd you do after that?
After I graduated, I actually had my first son at 19.
Wow, that's young.
Mm-hmm.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, he's 16 now.
Okay. Wow, that's young.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad thing. It's just a thing.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
It's a thing.
I was 26 when my first child came in. I thought I was young. But
yeah, no, I was super young.
And then you continued to have the children.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And you have
three years later, I have a 13-year-old, Atreyu.
Okay, Atreyu?
Yep.
Like Atreyu!
Yep. From the movie. Never-ending story.
Oh, my.
There's also a really cool band, Atreyu.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's so set with a horse.
Yep.
You're going to make me cry now. Okay, that's awesome. And then you have a third child.
I do.
Okay.
Yep.
All boys?
All boys.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Literally.
All boys.
Boy, you're in trouble.
Yeah, I'm the only female in the house. Yeah, my dog's even a male.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, my God. So, where do you live?
I live in Otigo, but...
Oh, okay.
I feel like it's more West Oneonta, but our address is Otigo.
But your address is Otigo. Okay, yep. So does anybody go to school in Otigo?
All the boys go to Unadilla.
Unitigo. Okay, yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I was just talking to somebody else about. I know a lot of people that live in that area,
mm-hmm.
Mainly because they wanted land.
Yeah,
you know. So if you're in Oneonta, in the city, you can't get. It's really hard to find land.
Right.
You know, my plot is like 0.2 acres or something like that. You know, for my house, which is fine for me. If you want like an acre inside of Oneonta, it's like
difficult to find.
Oh, and super expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, super expensive. But if you go outside of town and live in the town, I lived in Franklin for a little bit. I had tons of land. You know? That's always a bonus. People like go to West Oneonta and in Otigo for those kinds of things. Let's see about Otigo. Sprinkles and Cream. Is it still called Sprinkles and Cream? What's that ice cream place? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm not real sure.
No, do you not eat ice cream?
I do, but we're still new to the area.
Oh, you are? When did you move there?
It's going to be 3 years.
That's not that new.
I know, but see, we don't go down that way unless we bring the boys to school. Just because our address is so weird. It's Otigo, but we're not far from West 23 in West Oneonta.
I see. So you don't go down 7 ever.
We do, but not often.
Okay, so there's an ice cream joint like going down 7.
I've seen it.
Yeah, it's on the right hand side. It used to be called. I think it might have changed names, or maybe not. It's called Sprinkles and Cream. I used to go there when I, the drummer in my band, one of the older drummers, lived in Otigo, so I would go rehearse there on the weekends, and then I'd always stop and get ice cream. On the way there.
We're going to have to hit that up.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Stop and try it.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, I'm a sucker for a good ice cream anyways, but I mean, it was fine, you know. But whenever I went into Otigo, I was like, oh, what's going on here? It looked like the library was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't really, what's going on? So let's talk about Otigo for a second. What's going on in Otigo that we should check out? You? Is that what we're all going to your house?
Yep. Got about 16 acres. We can do ride four-wheelers and dirt bikes.
There we go. That's what we're doing. You got a pond on there?
No, but I want a pond.
You could dig one.
We could. I've been talking about it.
You could dig one out.
Yep.
Get an excavator.
Yep.
Okay. And then, so let's do this. I'm going to play a song.
All right.
And then we're going to come back and take a short quiz.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk about what you do here at the wonderful SUNY Oneonta.
Perfect.
And then maybe figure out some other place to go to in Otigo.
Yes.
That's not the graveyard and the library, which, when you do go down the main street of Otigo, even though you're not, do you hit the main street of Otigo frequently?
Yeah.
There's a crazy place on the left-hand side when you're coming from here that's always decked out in Halloween decorations.
Yes.
I mean like a million of them.
We actually stopped there for candy trick-or-treating once.
Okay. Yeah, that place is crazy.
It is cool.
Every time I go by there, I'm like, oh, that seems like a very cool joint to hang out in.
Yep.
yeah. So, but I'm always looking for some kind of crazy restaurant or something like that, which I don't know if exists in Otigo.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. What am I playing? Oh, I'm going to play an Allman Brothers tune.
Awesome.
So I was just kind of I was looking through some Southern rock stuff that was, I was like, oh, cool. I have brothers and sisters. So I'm going to play. Here's Ramblin' Man. Ramblin' Man for everybody. And then we're going to come back with the Gypinator and figure out what's going on with Otigo.
Awesome.
Okay, that was awesome. I haven't heard that song in a while. It's a good one. Okay, so I was going online looking at, like, you know, the internet's a fantastical, weird place. I'll just put it that way. Where there is, I was like, is there a thing called SUNY quizzes? And there is. So we're going to take this quiz together.
Oh, okay.
This is a 10-question quiz. We're going to do two of these. The other one's not really a quiz, but it's a you'll see it in a little bit.
Okay.
But, okay, I found this online. This is called Fun Trivia. Mm-hmm. SUNY, the New York State University System Quiz. The SUNY system includes dozens of four-year and two-year schools. And from looking at this, it looked anywhere between 60 and 64 SUNY schools exist.
Okay, yeah.
There's a lot of them. Yeah. But there's also some really weird things, because I was looking at the number of schools, and then there are certain schools that have schools within the schools and so forth. So I don't know about the actual official number, but I'm going to go with somewhere between 60 and 64. How well do you know higher education in the Empire State? So here we go. We have 10 questions, and there's multiple choice answers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is not as hard as some other things. Okay. I looked at this before, and I think I got, like, half of them at least. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. For everybody out there, too, keep track of your score. We'll see how you're doing. Number one, which SUNY campus is the art school? Okay, so here's mm-hmm. Which one is what is known as the art school? Is it SUNY Oneonta, SUNY Purchase, SUNY Plattsburgh, or SUNY Old Westbury?
Plattsburgh?
There's a hint. The hint crosses off things. It crossed off Oneonta and Plattsburgh.
Oh, man. Wes, the fourth one. I'm going to be terrible at this.
Yeah, that is definitely. I believe that the answer is Purchase.
Really?
Let me see. Okay, I'm going to go with Purchase.
Okay.
It is. That's the answer. Yes.
Okay.
And good I know this. Okay. I know this because the music school is huge.
Okay.
SUNY Purchase, which is located above New York City.
Okay.
Yep. Westchester County. Alumni include Wesley Snipes, Blade. He played the guy Blade, and filmmaker Hal Hartley. I don't know who that is, but there's some famed alumni. There's also these little, it's kind of interesting, there's these little things. Okay, so I can see where the answers are now. Okay, so you're 0 for 1. Okay, here we go, number 2. I won't do an Oneonta quiz, because I've done that with people too, and they've failed it, and then they get really sad because they work here. They're like, I work here, and I don't know the answers to these questions. Okay, here we go. 2, which SUNY campus is so close to the Canadian border?
Okay.
Now, you might know this because you said you had some ties up north, right?
Yep.
That local hotels have to have signs that are both in English and in French. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
For the Quebecois and all the French-speaking people. Is it Albany?
Absolutely not.
New Paltz?
No.
Fredonia? Or Plattsburgh?
Plattsburgh.
It is Plattsburgh. yes, Plattsburgh, which is the Plattsburgh Cardinals, I believe.
Yep.
And my sister went there for her undergrad in psych. Let's see. The college town of Plattsburgh, New York, is just a few miles south of the border with Canada. Montreal, in the Canadian province of Quebec, is the nearest large city to Plattsburgh itself.
Yep.
Very cool. Yeah. There's also a bar there called the Monopole, which is very cool.
Sounds cool.
It is a very fun place to hang out. If you're going to Plattsburgh, everybody, go to the Monopole. Mm-hmm. There's a band called the Omnius Sea Pods that started there years ago and are back playing again. You can go check them out. Okay. 1 of 2 for you. Of the following, which SUNY school is not a four-year technology college? All right. So which one, three of these are for your tech colleges, but one is not. Is it Fulton Montgomery, Delhi, Alfred State, or Canton? Canton is another northern one there,
Canton,
right?
Canton is, yep.
So which one is not a four-year tech school?
Fulton Montgomery.
You are correct. Fulton.
Look at me go.
Look at you go. You're on the winning end of things. It's a community college which offers associate's degree through two-year programs and is located in Johnstown.
All right.
Johnstown. Johnstons. I think it's Johnstown. Once again, another place that I have no reason to go to. If somebody's out there and knows anything about that area and tells me why I should go there, I'll go there. Okay, here we go. Which SUNY college is located across the street from the main branch of the New York Public Library in Manhattan? This is cool. Where my daughter lives in Manhattan. Shout out to Ella Paquette, rocking and rolling in Greenwich Village right now. Okay, is it SUNY Maritime College? Is it the SUNY State College of Optometry, which I just learned existed this morning? Is it the Downstate Medical Center, which is also what I learned existed today? Or is it the Fashion Institute of Technology, or FIT, otherwise known as FIT? So which one is across from the public library?
It sounds like it'd be number four.
And you are wrong.
Oh, man.
But, you know, I would have gone with, I know Maritime is on the tip of the island, I believe.
Okay.
So I knew it wasn't that. I would have said FIT as well, and I would have been incorrect. Mm-hmm. It is the SUNY State College of Optometry, which I did not know existed. Yeah. But here's, this is kind of funny. It says... this quiz page is trying to be humorous and is slightly humorous, but not that funny. The campus is at 33 West 42nd Street, New York. And then it says, go fighting optometrists. But then it says, just kidding, that's not their nickname, although it would be cool if it was. I wonder if anybody out there knows what the nickname or the mascot for the School of Optometry is. Please let me know. It's got to be something ridiculous with glasses, I'm sure, or eyeballs. But, okay, you're shooting 50% here, which is about what I was doing. So you're in good standing. Five, in what city is the SUNY University for Environmental Science and Forestry? Okay, and what city does this exist in? And here's the choices. Buffalo, Syracuse, Brockport, or Stony Brook? So this is the SUNY University for Environmental Science and Forestry, which, once again, I did not know existed.
Okay.
Until today.
What are the options again?
The options are... Frankie's Pizzeria. would be awesome if it was. Buffalo. And by the way, go Buffalo Sabres, who made it into the next round of the NHL playoffs. Rock and roll. I'm always rooting for Buffalo. Syracuse, Brockport, or Stony Brook?
Let's go Brockport.
Going Brockport.
I'm going Brockport.
And the answer is, which I did not know, you are wrong. It is Syracuse, home of Orangemen. Which I did not know as well. Renewable energy is a popular area of study there. So is Ranger School.
Interesting.
Where you can become forest rangers. That's an interesting thing, right? So if you want to study forestry, you best be going to...
Syracuse
for the Environmental Science and Forestry Program. Okay. Looking to try to get back on that positive or even side here. Two out of five for you. Okay. Here's question number six. University centers are a subset of the larger campuses in the system. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There are only SUNY schools which can participate in a certain activity.
Okay.
What is it? Okay. Is it hosting SUNY information workshops? accepting transfer students from two-year colleges, competing in Division I of the NCAA athletics, and requiring transcripts to be sent with applications. Let me reread this question because it's very strangely worded. University centers are a subset of the larger campuses in the system. They are the only SUNY schools which can participate in a certain activity, right? Mm-hmm. And which activity is it? Is it hosting information workshops, accepting transfer students from two-year colleges, competing in Division I NCAA athletics, or requiring transcripts should be sent with applications? Boy, let's see what the answer is before you say anything.
I want to say it's one or two.
Interesting. So, okay. No. It, very interesting. This I had no idea. Competing in D1 sports,
really?
Which is most SUNY schools are D2 or D3. This one is that for some reason university centers, and I don't know if I'm going to get to it or not with the other part of the thing I was going to talk about, but yeah, I have no idea what any of this is. So for those of you SUNY enthusiasts out there, you can go check this out. University centers, which I didn't know even existed.
Mm-hmm.
But there we go.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Seven.
Okay.
We're kind of on the downward spiral right now, but we're going to try to turn this around here at with what's in your pocket this morning, right? Maybe you need more matcha?
Maybe.
Down that matcha. Yeah. How long have you been drinking matcha for?
Probably 2 years now.
Okay, so this is a somewhat newer thing in your life.
Mm-hmm.
What turned you on to the matcha?
I love tea, green tea, any tea. It's so good.
So
it gives a lot of energy, caffeine.
Oh, it does.
It has caffeine in it, yes.
I had a lot of caffeine. I went to the Huntington Memorial Library recently, and on a Saturday afternoon, they had a Oreo tasting quiz.
Mm-hmm.
So they had like 20 Oreos or whatever it was that they put in front of you, and you had to eat it and then figure out what the flavor was.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some that they imported from Japan.
Oh, wow.
So there were some pretty wild flavors that were going on. But one of them was matcha.
Oh, cool.
And it was bizarre.
Was it good?
No. because
you don't like
matcha's not sweet.
Mm.
You know, it's kind of bitter.
Mm-hmm.
It's got its own interesting flavor. It's kind of earthy to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can make it sweet by putting stuff in it, obviously, mm-hmm. which a lot of people do. You know, but it was like this earthy Oreo cookie, and it was not the sweetness that I wanted with it. I didn't want chocolate with it,
right?
You know, mm-hmm. I wanted something else, honey or something else that was like more just kind of sugary, not chocolatey. But it was one of the weird flavors. The other one was that there was another tea one, like a chai one too, that was that was a little better.
Mm-hmm.
But I was not, and it was weird. You could like, it felt like you were drinking, like you were getting massive amounts of caffeine from the cookie too.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt really weird about it. I don't know. Anyways.
So you ate a dirty Oreo.
I ate a dirty Oreo. Everybody's going to know me as that from now on. Well, it's going to be my nickname, I guess. Okay. Here we go. Moving on. Looks like it's beyond. I don't think it's. Can we pass at this point? Maybe.
Probably not.
Let's see. We have 2 out of 6, right?
Oh man.
Yeah, 2 out of 6. So you're shooting a 33%. That's not terrible. I mean, you know. Okay. Here we go. As of 2007, which of the following schools was the only one in the SUNY system to host a varsity team in alpine skiing?
Oh.
Okay. Here we go. Well, this is crazy, right? These are not very easily answerable questions, by the way.
I feel like my boss, Chris, would know this.
Chris, what's going on?
He's in the campus recreation department.
Oh, yeah. which isn't right over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Chris, where are you at, man? is it Chris? Who is Chris? What's Chris?
Chris Sugaru.
Okay, I don't know Chris.
He's pretty cool.
Okay. Maybe I'll have to get Chris on here.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay. I've been trying to get Erin on here, too.
Oh, she would do good.
No, she won't come on.
I got to talk her into it.
You got to talk her into it. She's up, she knows me. She lives around the block from me. Yeah, she's like, awesome. I'm like, come on. She's like, oh, we're getting on the radio. Yeah, yeah, no, I wanted to come on to a hip-hop show with me. Okay, shout out to Erin.
Yeah.
Too. Okay, here, which one, as of 2007, which was the only one to host a varsity team in alpine skiing, was it Fredonia, Cobleskill, Buffalo, and or Alfred University, New York State College of Ceramics?
Oh, man.
Right, so I'm not looking at it, and I would go with the ceramics one because it's so weird, but that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
It's definitely not Cobleskill.
I feel like, could it be Buffalo?
Okay, you're going to go Buffalo?
I don't know. Where's, it's a lot of snow. It's skiing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, like, I was looking at it going, it's not Cobleskill.
No.
It could, Buffalo for Fredonia get a lot of snow.
So
does Alfred, but the fact that they have Alfred University College Ceramics on there anyways makes me want to guess it.
It probably would be it.
What are you going to go with?
Oh, man.
It's like a tough, it's like hardest decision you make
Fredonia?
All day. You're going Fredonia?
Yeah, let's try that.
Okay, let's
watch it be
answer.
Buffalo.
It's the School of Ceramics.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
Who wins this one? That's right, everybody. If you ever want somebody with trivia to join your trivia team, that would be me.
It's always the weird, weird answers.
I know. I'm always like, no, you don't want me on your trivia team. I'm not good at paying attention to those kinds of things. Okay. Here we go. Yeah, these are, and it's kind of interesting because I don't know, these things are really tough. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, these are going to be, these are bizarre. Okay. Of the following, which is the only SUNY four-year campus located in Brooklyn?
Okay.
Broome.
No.
No. Herkimer. Farmingdale. Or Downstate Medical Center.
Downstate Medical.
That is correct.
That was an easy one.
Yeah, that's an easy one. There was a gimme. Let's see. What part of Brooklyn does it say? The only teaching hospital in the borough of Brooklyn.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The medical school claims to have trained more of the doctors in New York City than any other school in the country.
Interesting.
Which is super cool. Go that Brooklyn. My sister lived in Brooklyn for a long time. My daughter lived in Brooklyn. I got a lot of friends out there. Hello, Bay Ridge. To all my friends at Bay Ridge and Park Slope. I'll actually be down there in a couple weeks. And I will see you down there to hang out. Okay. Two more. Nine. Which SUNY school shares campus space with an Ivy League institution? Okay, Cornell, Mohawk Valley, Empire State College, or Potsdam?
Empire State? No.
I knew this because I have family that, like three of my siblings, went to this school.
Okay.
Right. And it's a school where there's right next to it is an Ivy League school.
Okay.
But once again, I wouldn't necessarily think this as a SUNY school, but it is. I guess it is, you know, I don't know. Well, kind of.
Yeah.
And it's not that far from here. It's like an hour and a half.
Okay. So.
An hour and a half from here. I'm giving you some hints.
Is it?
So listen, we got Mohawk Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Community College.
Mm-hmm.
Empire State, which is in Albany.
Yeah.
Right? Potsdam, which is way up north.
Yeah.
Or Cornell.
So, Cornell?
Correct.
Okay.
And what is the school that sits next to it? Because where is Cornell located, do you know?
I'm like...
Ithaca.
Okay.
Ithaca College.
Oh,
yep, which
okay.
is Ivy League. Yeah.
All right.
Which is also home of one of my heroes, this guy Carl Sagan, who is an astronomer.
Awesome.
He's there, so I go there quite frequently to pay tribute to his grave, which is a very fun thing to do. It's also home of the Moosewood Restaurant, which is an amazing place, which is what the Autumn Cafe in Oneano is based off of. So Okay. I'm going to give you that one. That gives you 4 out of 9.
Oh.
And here's the last one.
All right.
This is kind of a crapshoot because nobody would know the answer to this unless you followed this bizarre sport. Okay. Which of the following SUNY schools hosts a club team in cricket? Have you ever seen anybody play cricket?
I've heard of it.
It's a weird sport. Yeah. It's like baseball with these giant paddles and you run around and do these weird things. I've always tried to figure out how to play the thing, and I was close to figuring it out once. And then I watched some of it and I was like, nope, nope. Okay. Here's the four things. Which hosts a club team in cricket? Empire State, Cortland, Canton, or Old Westbury? I do not know the answer, so I'm not going to give you any hints. This is to break even. This is to break even, folks.
This one I really don't know.
We don't want the pressure on. You get a 25% chance.
Old Westbury.
Correct.
Hey,
look at you.
You
winner,
go.
Winner, chicken dinner over here. If you want to know anything about cricket, everybody, you can go to Old Westbury and join a club team there. It is the campus is located in Nassau County, and it hosts approximately 3,300 students. Something else I learned, we didn't get to the second part of this because it goes so quick. I'll have you back on sometime.
Awesome.
And we'll do this big SUNY quiz. But one thing that I did learn this morning is that Oneonta holds the second lowest acceptance rate. Out of all SUNY schools.
Oh, wow.
As of right now. Which is at somewhere in the 60s. Mm-hmm. Which, if anybody knows, that doesn't make it necessarily better or whatever, but we're more selective than the other 58 of the other SUNY schools. If there's, or whatever. I think we were number 2. I forgot who number 1 was. But, we're up high on the list there. It might have been Binghamton, I think. That one's hard to get into as well.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. I love SUNY Oneonta. I think it's a great school. And I've been here for 27 years and I absolutely adore it. So before I play the last song and we kind of get on with our mornings or whatever, do you have to work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure do.
So do I. what do you do here? We didn't even get to that. Like this. What's your job here at SUNY Oneonta?
So the first 2 hours of my day, I am upstairs in the Hunt Union called The Hub, and I cover for Ange when she has to go and do setups for certain locations of Hunt Union. And then at 10 a.m. until the end of the day, I am the administrative assistant for the Campus Recreation Department.
Oh, okay. So that's that. Yeah, you're down this floor.
I am.
Very cool.
It is really fun.
Okay.
Students are great. It's awesome.
And they, in there, I saw there's like bikes you can.
We have bikes.
Yeah. What else
we
you
can
got
rent
there?
For days. We have skis, snowboards.
Okay.
We always say if you have your socks and underwear, we have everything else to cover.
Amazing.
Yep. Backpacks, tents. Sleeping bags, you name it.
And can you rent this? Does it cost money to rent it?
It does, but very little. The cost just helps cover the equipment, like if something breaks or...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, the money goes towards new equipment.
Does it cost money to rent a bike?
It does. It's $5 a day.
Oh, that's nothing.
And
they're like nice bikes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I walk by there because I walk around the... lake every day. I call it the lake. It's like whatever, the little pond. The little pond, which I love.
Yes.
Feed the fish, you know.
Yeah. Once the weather breaks and it gets warm out, they're always coming in and running the bikes, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. And how long have you been doing this?
A year.
You've been up here a year. Okay,
yep.
Cool. Awesome.
Yep.
And before then was just raising the children's?
Raising,
or were you working before then, too?
Yep, I was working before. It was Norwich. I was the administrative assistant for the high school at Norwich.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's great. Yeah.
Cool, university life.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
I love it.
Yeah,
I enjoy it. We have great students here.
Oh, we do. It's super enjoyable. I got to spend... yesterday, we had a rock ensemble show with 6 bands from the school here, and it was awesome at the Foothills. So I get to... you know, my job here is awesome because I get to do a lot of one-on-one time with him. Mm-hmm. I teach guitar lessons and stuff like that. So you get to really learn and hang out with them. And it's it also helps you stay young.
It does.
You know, I'm always feel like I'm still like 19, you know. I'm like, oh man, that's cool. Like put myself in their shoes, you know.
What's even funnier is sometimes I'll get told, you look like one of the students.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I had that for until I got somewhat older, you know, because I kind of just dress like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice thing about university life. There's no dress code. Like,
right.
When they hired me, I remember like I was 22, mm-hmm. you know, and like the first day I came in with like a shirt and a tie on, and they're like, you're like the guitar teacher, dude. Don't put those clothes on. And I was like, oh, sweet. You know, so I just wear like ripped jeans and a t-shirt. Like, you know, and like I've been able to do that my entire life. And it's super awesome. Mm-hmm.
No judgment here.
Ain't no judgment. Yeah. No judgment going on. Well, we want to thank Christina Geit for being here this morning and rocking and rolling. We'll have you back on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, and we'll do some more SUNY stuff. And awesome. I also have to get Chris on.
Yes.
Right?
Chris and Aaron. Chris and Aaron.
And I'm gonna get you to work on them.
All right, now I'll do that.
Yeah, be like, hey, come on the show.
Yeah.
We're going to end with some Mellencamp to get this thing out of here.
Awesome.
Everybody, I won't be here tomorrow. I will be here on Wednesday with one of my favorite Oneonta people, Beth Ashbaugh, who works at Lux Hair Studios on Main Street next to the Autumn Cafe. She's been a person, and she also is the head of the Oneonta Roller Derby team.
Oh, cool.
She is a total badass, and her husband Bill works up here as well. He teaches, but Beth is awesome and a really great friend of mine. I can't wait to have her on and talk about her escapades in life. She also is a great, if you're looking to get your haircut, she's amazing. And just a super, 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 super cool person. So I can't wait to have her on. I've been trying to get her on for a while. That's on Wednesday. And then if anybody else is listening out there and you want to come on the show, I'll be here to the end of May. And then I'm taking 3 months off because I don't have to come here and teach. So although I love everybody, I want the vacation. Here's some Mellencamp to get you going for the rest of your Monday. I'll see everybody on Wednesday. Rock and roll forever.
Like paper and fire. generation says it from far. But we keep no change on our appetite.